Did you hear the exciting news over the weekend? Were you invited to the celebration? This was a celebration of epic proportions. Shannon Sharp. Hey, it's me, Shay Shay. Shannon Sharp went all out for this party at Club Shay Shay, brought in all the best dancers, with the main event being a special performance by the dancing queen himself, Jackie Mahomes. NBA Commissioner Alice Silver was in attendance to celebrate and worship his Lord and Risen King. The insufferable Draymond Green and members of the new media were invited to cover the event. My inside sources tell me, one of the celebrants got a little too excited during the performance by Jackie Mahomes. When Jackie was dancing to the Britney Spears classic Hit Me Baby One More Time, this partygoer took it literally. He thought Jackie was asking for a nice little spank on the boodle. Draymond Green saved his boo Jackie from immediate danger by putting the aggressor in a passionate woke hug. The NBA, along with their pretend friends in the mainstream media, they were celebrating this weekend because LeBron James became the first player in league history to score 40,000 points in his career. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. Now, there was some confusion this weekend. Some people mistakenly believed that LeBron had scored 40,000 points in one game. With Alice Silver banning defense in the NBA, it's not outside the realm of possibility that a superstar player could score 40,000 points in one game. Unfortunately, though, for Commissioner Alice, the fake happiness, the fake joy, the fake adulation for LeBron's latest achievement, that is where the celebration ends. This season has been absolutely brutal for the NBA. I thought public perception of this league was bad in 2020. I thought it couldn't get any worse. Somehow, they have found a way to make it worse. The problems in 2020 were mostly fixable. All you had to do was remove the shit fuckery, remove the murals of King Floyd from the court, and casual fans might be willing to give you another chance. I don't necessarily know how you can fix all the problems the NBA is facing in 2024. The main problem, Adam Silver, he just had his contract extended through 2030. Hell, the way things are going, the NBA might not exist in the mainstream by 2030. But that's okay. That's okay. Fortunately, for those of us who enjoy watching the NBA, there is a savior who has the solution to our problems. Former NBA player Gilbert Arenas, he put on his dunce cap, rubbed his two brain cells together to come up with the perfect solution to the NBA's problems. Hey guys, my name is Gilbert. I know how to solve the problems in the NBA. Let's get rid of all those white European players. That is no exaggeration. I am not bullshitting you here. That was his solution to the problem. Let me ask you something. If Skip Bayless said the easiest solution to the problems in the NBA is to force teams to draft all white players, what would the reaction be to that statement? Skip Bayless would be thrown off the air, but when Gilbert Arenas says it about European players, it's all giggles and fake laughs. Oh, Gilbert, you're so comedic! The negotiations for the NBA's next broadcast rights deal. These negotiations can't be comfortable for Adam Silver. Last year, the president of TNT, he came out publicly and said, "We don't need the NBA." The league doesn't have the same leverage that they had 10 years ago. Wasn't all that long ago that the NBA was averaging good ratings. 6 years ago, the league was averaging 2.4 million viewers during the regular season. Games on broadcast television on ABC, they were pulling almost 4 million viewers. Now, here in about 6 weeks, when the regular season ends and the playoffs begin, we are going to see celebratory headlines throughout the mainstream media. NBA has best regular season in years. The NBA is exploding in popularity. That is going to be the perception that the media wants us to believe. But that false perception, it's not even remotely close to reality. Right now, ratings for the regular season are flat when compared to the abysmal ratings from last year. NBA is up about 1%. Translation, no growth. This league is failing to grow off the shit ratings they set last season. So far this season, NBA is averaging 1.6 million viewers. Now, where in the hell did 800,000 people go in the span of 6 years? In this era of unlimited technology where games should be easier to access than ever before, how do you lose 800,000 viewers? Last week, Rockets Thunder, 800,000 on TNT. They were easily beaten by college basketball on ESPN. And it wasn't Duke, North Carolina they were competing against. It was Kentucky, Mississippi State. Thursday night, Heat Nuggets, the defending champs, 1.1 million viewers. Wednesday night, Clippers, Lakers, LeBron James, supposedly the biggest draw in this dump, 1.4 million viewers. You know, there are so many things driving fans away from the NBA right now, but for this particular video, I'm going to focus on three problems that I think should be the easiest for Adam Silver to fix. Number one, the NBA makes it damn near impossible for fans to watch local games that aren't nationally televised. Well, KC, that's simply not true. NBA regional games are booming! Ratings are up 5%! Yeah, that's what the media will tell you. They are sold out of all those shit sandwiches. It's true. Local ratings are up 5%. But that number is misleading because ratings are being propped up by a handful of teams. Nuggets, for example, up 139%. Minnesota up 107%. Suns up 95%. Orlando up 80%. But there's also a lot of teams that are significantly down. Both the Cavs and the Pelicans, they're having great seasons. Local ratings down double digits. Why? Maybe, just maybe, it's because fans in Cleveland and New Orleans can't watch the fucking games. I have to pay over $20 every month to watch the Pelicans on Bally Sports. Not only that, I have to download the Bally app, which looks like it was designed by some doofus in high school and doesn't work half the time. Last week, I had to illegally stream the Pelicans game against the Knicks. Why? Because it was on something called Bounce 8.2. Can't purchase NBA League Pass to watch games. No! I live hours away from both Memphis and Atlanta. Pretty close to New Orleans, but Memphis and Atlanta are hours away from me. Hell, Memphis is a flight. It's not a drive. On NBA League Pass, the NBA blacks out the Grizzlies, Hawks, and Pelicans. Why do they do this? I have no idea. I was hoping you could tell me. This is the only league that basically encourages its fan base to illegally stream its games. Doesn't make sense to me, but what the hell do I know? I'm not destroying what David Stern built. The second problem that Adam Silver could fix immediately is the officiating. No longer up for debate at this point, NBA, worst officiated league in professional sports. What is considered to be a foul in the modern NBA? No one knows. Zion Williamson can get hit in the face. Opposing players can hold his hand like they are connected lovers on the playground swinging on the swing set. No foul is called. James Harden, he can receive a nasty look from Herb Jones. It's a flagrant foul. There is no consistency to the officiating from quarter to quarter. Hell, there is no consistency from possession to possession. What this creates is an angry experience for NBA fans. Can't tell you how many times I have finished watching a Pelicans game and I'm angry, I'm pissed off. They can win the game. I'm still bitter about the officiating. Let me show you something. Let me show you what constitutes as a technical foul in the modern NBA. Tony Brothers is a veteran official. He's been working the NBA for almost 30 years now. Other night, he is trying to talk to DeJounte Murray. Now, as you can see in the clip, through his body language, DeJounte Murray is politely telling Tony Brothers to get the hell out of my face. Wasn't being rude about it. Wasn't being unprofessional or disrespectful. If you're an NBA official, you have no business being over by the bench anyway, so just get the hell out of here. Because Tony Brothers got his feelings hurt, he gave DeJounte Murray a technical foul. After the game, the NBA front office rescinded the technical foul, but by that point, it was already too late. The damage was already done. Now, the NBA, they had no problem admitting their mistakes after the fact. Problem is, there are far too many mistakes when it comes to the officiating. It has gotten to the point where the integrity of the game is being questioned. which leads us to the final problem, fan perception. This problem, I think, is more difficult for Adam Silver to solve because for years now, NBA fans have been conditioned to think that NBA players are entitled and pampered and that the regular season doesn't matter. Who taught them to think this way? The NBA. Numerous star players throughout the league, they have complained all season about the 65-game rule. Now, for those that don't know, players are required to play in 65 games to be considered for postseason awards. Star players, they are making more money in one season than guys like John Stockton made throughout his NBA career. Steph Curry, he is making double the money that Steve Kerr made during his NBA career. Yet players are complaining about having to show up to work. There are two times during the regular season when the NBA has the attention of the country: Christmas Day and the All-Star Game. Christmas Day was ruined this year by bad officiating, and the All-Star Game was an absolute disaster. Star players, they sent a clear message to NBA fans during the All-Star Game. We don't give a shit about you. I say this all the time. This is the only league that can't get the hell out of its own way. This generation of NBA players, they have more skill than every generation before them. When NBA officials actually let players play, the games are exciting to watch. During the regular season, how often do you see the NBA make headlines over something that happens in the actual game? It rarely happens. Biggest story this weekend was LeBron James eclipsing 40,000 points. What got lost in that story was the fact that the Lakers lost the game to the Nuggets. The media, they don't do the NBA any favors with how they cover the league. And it starts with the worldwide leader in woke, ESPN. ESPN's coverage of the NBA sucks. I mean, it sucks. They are more worried about diversity and equity than presenting a quality broadcast. I had someone text me last Wednesday night. Pelicans Pacers was on ESPN. Now, I was watching on Bally because I refuse to subject myself to ESPN's garbage. The guy I am currently working with on my merchandise for the channel, he texts me and says, I had to turn the game off. ESPN has two women calling the game who know nothing about the NBA. And one of these women is trying to sound like a dude. If I'm Adam Silver, I am doing everything in my power to get my league the hell away from ESPN. Now, if ESPN loses the NBA, it's over for them, but that's a topic for another video. Give me your thoughts on this, though. NBA ratings suck, which should be no surprise. I highlighted three problems that I believe are driving casual fans away from the NBA. Give me your reason. What is driving you away from the NBA? Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.